Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Glory to the Most High God. We do apologize. We're having a delay. Had a little problem there with the number, but God bless. We're here. So we want to welcome you to the Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio. Happy New Year, giving God glory for this amazing time that He's allowed us to embark upon. They're looking for great and mighty and marvelous, wonderful things to come. No matter what the enemy is doing right about now, we're going to glorify our Lord because He is awesome and there is none like Him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, His name shall continually be praised. Bless the Lord. We thank God, glory to God, for He is worthy to be praised. No matter what is taking place right about now, seems like we're going to have a little interruption with the system, but nevertheless, prayer is going to go on. I'm believing the Lord that we are going to connect with that very soon too as well. But we're still starting the new year off, glorifying the Lord. We had a magnificent, marvelous, wonderful time last Monday, and we're believing God for greater. As the year unfolds, as the prayer warriors praying with the sincerity of their heart, even the more in depth, and the blessings of the Lord flowing, glory to God, through those prayers, when magnificent is He, we're looking forward to Him moving in a miraculous way as the years, the weeks, the months, the days unfold, and even hour by hour, because sometimes we have to be able to be in a position to magnify Him hour by hour. When we believe in God for something, sometimes glory to God, we may be within the hour, it may be that week, it may be that month, it may even take longer, but nevertheless, hold it on to the promises of the Lord and know, glory to God, that when His word go out, it does not go out void. It will accomplish everything that He set it out to do. And in the midst of it all, we have to learn more patience, but hold on to faith like never before and continue to encourage ourselves and be encouraged. Stand, glory to God, firm, glory to God, knowing that the Lord, thy God, that He never leaveth us nor forsaketh. He'll work all things for the good. Hear the promises of the Lord and the rich and make it no sorrow. He said He have a plan for us, and that plan is good. And glory to God, with no sorrow in it, glory to God, we praise God for the plan that He has and the miraculous things that shall manifest in the plan He has for us. Not what we desire and what we think in our little finite mind, but what God says. And it's no greater blessing than to be in the perfect will of the Lord and letting His will be done, whatever we believe in God for, whether it's believing Him for healing, for deliverance, for ministry, for family, for marriage, for getting married, or whatever it is, we just have to continue to stand on what God's word says, because the enemy will bring all kind of tactics, all kinds of dilemmas, all kind of crafty things He'll try to do to deter us off the path. But nevertheless, thy will be done. We worship You. We magnify You. We stand on Your promise, Lord, in Jesus' name. So we exalt You, Lord. We glorify You. We magnify You. We thank You for Your loving kindness. We bless You. We thank You for Your goodness, Your mercy. Glory to God, Your loving kindness. All for the provisions that being made for the manifestation of the healings, the spiritual and the natural. We thank You, glory to God, for the very breath that we breathe. We thank You for salvation, most of all through Jesus Christ, to making all the provisions, glory to God, possible for us to be able to have, glory to God, whatever Your word says, that we can stand in faith and believe You for. God, we worship You for, the glory to God, how You move on our behalf, how You touch our minds, how You keep us daily, how You never sleep nor slumber. So no matter when we call, glory to God, You're always there to answer. So we just thank You, Lord God, as You're teaching us how to tune in, how to worship. You said those that worship You must worship You in spirit and in truth, teaching us how to worship and not just
call on you for our crisis, or making you the Christ of the crisis, but making you Lord and learning how to have relationships with you and being intimate with you, not into me, just into about me and my and I, but God, believing you and trusting you and learning to rest in you. Lord, we bless you. Oh, God, for your word and what your word is doing to sanctify, to cleanse us, to encourage, to build, to enlighten, to save, to set free. Oh, God, we glorify you tonight. We bless you because there is none like you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We bless you, glory to God, for blessing us to be able to come together to pray, to stand in the gap, to intercede, to make a difference, God, through the power of prayer, because of what your word is saying. We thank you even for the giftings that you bless us in our in our spirit, man, to be able to use for your glory, teaching us how to have wisdom and strategies, glory to God, to use these giftings as you have given it to us. Oh, God, we just love you today. We bless you. I thank you again for the prayer warriors. I thank you for the faithful. I thank you, glory to God, for those that are made of their minds that they're going to continue to hold up the bloodstained banner. They're not going to allow the cares of this life, glory to God, to deter them off the path. I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, you are so wonderful. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I bless the Lord. Amen and amen. For there is none like him. Glory to God. We bless you, Jesus. Well, in the meanwhile, while we're waiting for this system to open up and hasn't opened up yet, I do, before we continue on, glory to God, in prayer, I do want to, haven't did a reading for a while, and so I'd like to do this reading out of the Jesus Calling Devotional Bible, and we're going to believe, God, that this thing is going to come up, so we definitely can hear the prayer warriors praying tonight. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is so awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I got to get my mind off of what the computer's doing and focus on what we need to do, believing God that all is well. Worship. I am the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N. Glorious, brilliant, and worthy of all admiration. There is healing in my wings and my beams of glory light. Wait with me while my healing presence shines brightly upon and within you. Open your soul to receive the full spectrum of these glorious beams. Let my living light energize you so bountifully that you go out from this waiting time like a calf released from its stall, leaping for joy. My promises are ripe with abundant blessings, but they are not for everyone. Only those who revere and worship, fear my name, will receive the promised benefits. Many people casually abuse my name, using it as a cheap swear word. This is blasphemy, and it carries serious consequences. Blasphemers cannot expect to receive favor from me unless they repent. Of course, we're talking to Jesus. It's reference to Christ. I want all people to revere my name, regarding it as a sacred because it represents me, the King of Glory. Since you do not honor my name, you are free to enjoy the good things. Since you do honor my name, you are free to enjoy the good things I have promised. Healing in the intimacy of my presence, exuberant joy that cannot be contained, and much more. As you bask in these delights, blessings, remember to tell others about your glorious King. Then they also can become worshipers who revere me and praise my holy name. See, the reference in scriptures are Malachi 4:2, Exodus 20, and 7, Psalms 24 and 7. Praise ye the name of the Most High God.
Oh, I don't believe it. Praise your name, Jesus. Bless the Lord. And the scripture reading, Psalms 91, 2, and 10, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Father, we do bless you today, and we give you glory and honor. At this hour, glory to God, we bless you. All things, glory to God, are possible through you, and nothing goes on without you knowing about it. But as we come before you, you told us to pray without ceasing. Pray fervently. You said to you, and the word of God says, the effective fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. God, we have so many things, glory to God, we want to cover in daily prayers when we do intercessions. And that's not only for our president, for our nation, for our youth, for those, glory to God, that are incarcerated, those that are incarcerated in their minds that may be walking the street, glory to God, every day, functioning as if everything is okay. Those that are caught up in anxiety and those that have caught up, glory to God, in drugs and alcohol and caught up in the spirit that caused them to do all kind of devious things, the murder and genocide and suicide, and those, glory to God, that have the enemy has their minds bound up for murdering, and those that are caught up, glory to God, being busybodies, sowing discord and sowing disturbances among one another, and even in the body of Christ. All these things ought to not even be named among the believers either. But God, we're asking you, Lord God, to heal and deliver those that are physically, glory to God, bound by different types of sickness and disease. Some they don't even have names for, that the enemy has created to cause people to be bound up and cause them to even have a mind to think that there is no way out, there is no hope, there is no God. The devil is a lie, and the blood of Jesus is against him. We come against, glory to God, the fear tactics that the enemy used, those things that he's causing through prejudice and cause people, glory to God, to be so caught up with all kinds of vendettas against others and animosity and hatred and prejudice. Oh, devil, you are lying, the blood of Jesus against. We come before the Lord, binding up the spirits, glory to God, to have people demonically influenced by satanic forces and every foul and unclean spirit that come to bind and cause people's minds to be twisted and cause them, glory to God, to be hopeless and cause them to have lack of love. And those, glory to God, that have their minds so to the point that they don't recognize God as God. And those that are even saved that are just walking in carnality, then caught up, glory to God, we're in hypocrisy and end up in the doing mediocre, just enough to get by, or looking just for to have fire insurance and life insurance and glory health insurance, but worshiping the creature more than the creator. Oh, Satan, you are lying, the blood of Jesus. We are praying for regulated minds, for minds, glory to God, to come into the knowledge of truth of Jesus Christ, to receive the Spirit of the Lord, receive his word. We are praying, glory to God, for an awakening, for transformation, to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Oh, we are believing you for a revival. We believe in people's eyes will come open, the ears will come open to worship you, to magnify you, to come into the knowledge, glory to God, of they can't live a half-hearted life. Those that are saved and those that are not saved to come in to know that there is a Savior. There is a way out. There is a way, glory to God, that seems right unto man, but that way leads to destruction. We come against all the deception and the lies that the enemy is saying and doing to cause people to be bound up in the name of Jesus. God, we believe in this is a year like never before, that all as the believers come into one accordness, come into a place of forgiveness and a place of the agape and really allowing the relationship to build with you in the name of Jesus, that it come to a place where we have no more I but the Christ, that we can see healings and deliverance and all kinds of miracles. We're praying, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, that it will be a true awakening, that we will be the light. We'll be that light that's on the hill in the name of Jesus. As we uplift Jesus Christ, you said you will draw all men to you. God, we are praying, glory to God, that people will get back to a place or get to a place that they magnify you more than their problems, more than their desires,
us more than glory to God was the flesh of the lust of the eye and the pride of life and glory to God and the things that the enemy is causing them to lose hope or glory to God or get so put to the point, glory to God, is just coasting along. But God, I'm believing, glory to God. Hallelujah, we're going to come into a place that we're going to see miracles. We're going to see healing. We're going to see deliverance. We're going to see limbs, glory to God, extended or regrowth or healing in the organs and blood, glory to God, being transformed, glory to God, in the spiritual as well as in the natural, all for healings. We're praying, glory, for those that are bound by arthritis, are bound by lupus, are bound, glory to God, with heart attacks or strokes or kidney failures or bladders or all kinds of other different types of diseases or sickness coming up, sugar diabetes, those aneurysms, those things that were causing blood disorders, all even for their mind not functioning right, and Alzheimer's or glory to dementia, as they call it, whatever may be going on, all the power of your blood, all the things you've already did at Calvary, we curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy trying to make it look like a lie, and it's not operating and not happening at this hour. Oh, the devil is a liar. We're thanking you, Lord God, that it is so, for the manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit, that people, glory to God, the enemy is trying to bring deception that, oh, there's no Holy Spirit that's operating at this time. That was just only in the book of Acts. Oh, there's no miracles right now. The glory to God, that's just something that just happened. Oh, the devil is still a liar, and we're always real. God, we are praying for an awakening, for the truth, for people to take on your word, and God, for us to walk like we ought to walk, and walk, glory to God, with integrity, walk with truth, walk, glory to God, in obedience, walk, glory to God, with integrity, and not allow, glory to God, the things and the cares of this world cause us to compromise so the light can go out, or either light be flickering. And that's why people, glory to God, won't come in or cause of their hurts and their pains. And then, glory to God, when we're not walking as believers, the right adding to that pain, it might be the one that even was the one that planted the seed of the pain. Whatever it is, God, we are praying that it be eradicated. Every lie, every spirit of deception that the enemy has brought, we bind it up, take authority, command it to be gone in Jesus' name. We're praying for the love of God, the love of God. Hallelujah, not to wax cold in the name of Jesus, but people to wake up and know not to grieve the Holy Spirit or override him. Oh, God, we're praying for walking in truth, walking in obedience, walking in the commands that you have given us, walking, glory to God, in a place, glory to God, that God, no other thing that we allow to manipulate and cause us, glory to God, to deny who you are and deny who we are in you, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying, glory to God, for mercy. In the name of Jesus, we know you've been given mercy, but we're praying mercy right now with all this diverse, different kinds of activities that the enemy has glory to God, has set in the earth realm and causing people to get caught up in deception and get caught up in greed, get caught up, glory to God, in high-minded, getting caught up in pride, getting caught up, glory to God, mine, and don't care who they hurt or what they do, glory to God, to get what they want in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'm praying, glory to God, for an awakening. I'm praying for an awakening for the body of Christ. I'm praying, glory to God, hallelujah, that we've been in positions that are of cause, glory to God, awakening even for the world to take notice of the God that we serve. He's still on the throne. He's still saving. He's still delivering. He's still healing. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the body, even all the confusion among one another, and glory to God, the things that are being said to each other, and the hurt and the pain and the disappointment, and using our instruments, glory to God, shamefully before the Lord, setting up, glory to God, of a kingdom down here when we're supposed to be just transforming, just transferring through here, glory to God, to get our work done, because this is foreign land to us. We're in the world but not of the world. We're here on assignment. God, I'm praying in the name of Jesus. Wherever the enemy has caused people to get so caught up in just trying to grieve, trying to get greedy, trying to get what I can get and do what I can do, even positions. Oh, God, people even fighting over positions just to do whatever they can, glory to God, to get so somebody to recognize who they are and what they've accomplished and what they can do and all this, taking the focus off the true and living God. Oh, Father, I bless you. Oh, the things that are going on in the world are coming up in the church house. In the name of Jesus, that we have far in between. Oh, the anointing flowing here and anointing flowing there. And it should be every place that people say they're living their life and naming the name of Jesus Christ and supposed to be walking holy and righteous, but it's deception in the house. Glory to God. That's why the power and the anointing is not flowing like they ought to. And then we're fighting one another. How can the world say, glory to God, that they're going to turn to us and we're going to be divided and we're going to have confusion? All the enemy is having a field day. Oh, we are the glory of God, supposed to be glorifying the Lord in everything that we do. He is the superstar. He is the one, glory to God, we're to worship, not worshiping our flesh. Ah, in the name of Jesus, not making idols and gods out of other things. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, we're praying for an awakening. Ears to come open, eyes to come open so they can see the tricks of the enemy, see their own flesh. Glory to God that's being gratified in all of this in the name of Jesus. Everything that goes on, hallelujah, is not the enemy. Doors been opened in our flesh to give the enemy place. We're praying, glory to God, for an awakening. We're praying for truth to hit the heart, glory to God, the spirit, for them to wake up and recognize. We're praying for those, glory to God, that are all living holy and living right, all that's getting tired and getting weary on the journey. God, that you give them strength, that they'll hold fast to faith, that they'll not waver, glory to God, because of the hard tasks or the challenges, glory to God, they've gone through. But I'm praying a breathing, hallelujah, you to breathe on those ministry, breathe on those people, breathe on those servants, breathe on your disciples. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Too many, glory to God, are just in the house being glory to God members when you call for us to be disciples. Hallelujah, to walk in power, to walk in authority, to walk in the anointing, to walk in truth, to walk, glory to God, in integrity, to walk, glory to God, who God called us to be, for to win souls, glory to God, to heal and to deliver through the gifting that you give us, to build up, to tear down, to uproot things, glory to God, that are not of you. God, I'm praying in the more in the name of Jesus. But God, I do worship you and thank you that it shall be. As we come together and pray and believe, God, hallelujah, that there is going to be a turnaround. There is going to be a great revival. There is going to be an influx of people coming out of darkness into the marvelous light. But not only just coming to the altar and giving their lives up, or coming, glory to God, because of a crisis, and then all of a sudden when everything changes and starts leveling off, go right back to where they came from. In the name of Jesus, we bind up that spirit going back to glory to God. Hallelujah, the old things are going back like a dog to his vomit. The things that you prayed and believed God for and wanted God to move, and he did it and delivered in the name of Jesus, not to allow the enemy, glory to God, to seduce you to come back into the same old thing. God, we are believing that people are going to come in and they're going to stay. They're going to recognize the tricks of the enemy and the snares, and they're going to get built up, stay around the fire of the anointing. They're going to stay, glory to God, connected to the body of Christ. They're going to be able to stand in unity together, going to be able to confess and go by decree and declare what thus said the Lord, and also hold on to it in faith in the name of Jesus, being united and reunited. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. God, we are praying, glory to God, hallelujah, for the love, glory to God, of the agape, just to run, glory to God, hallelujah, like a river. In the name of Jesus, that people, glory to God, will be connected to the anointing of glory out of truth and glory out that power of prayer, glory out, will be in the lives of the believers, not only just because of what I want to accomplish or what I want or glory out, what because of my crisis, but it will be a prayer, glory to God, that praying and glory out prayers that go forth of building up the body, building up one another, praying, glory to God, for those that are in need, those, glory to God, that are in transition, those that are hurting, those that have been abused, those, glory to God, that need a Savior. Praying for those, glory to God, hallelujah, that are in the midst of situation, glory to God, that nobody can pull them out but God, but through the power of prayer, standing in faith, God will send us, glory to God, like the Navy SEAL, glory to God, behind those curtains, glory to God, behind enemy lines, to snatch them out. But we got to be walking right too. We got to be living accordingly, and we just can't believe just for somebody else. We got to be walking in truth and believing the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore will do the same for ourselves, that we will not be lacking in faith, that we will not allow, glory to God, our armor to be all shot up and all torn down, and making sure that we check our armor every day. Have it on, that whole armor, not taking it off. We may go through some things through the war zones, hallelujah, through the battlegrounds, but in the meantime, check your armor, then make sure the helmet on, make sure the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness on, making sure that our iron, our sword is sharpened and two-edged, go around. Our shield, our buckle of that belt of truth, the walk in truth, not in deception, not compromising. In the name of Jesus, our feet shut with the preparation of the gospel, knowing that he is our real God, that we don't have to look back and we don't have to be running. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. We are thanking you for the angels that you've given us at our disposal, those that we can send out, those that encamp the battles, glory to God, that cover us under the blood. God, I thank you, Lord God, for your word. I thank you for your anointing. We are praying and believing you, glory to God, for the ears of, glory to God, your people to come open. In the name of Jesus, turning from the wicked ways, glory to God, repenting, not glory to God, hallelujah. Throwing a brick and hiding our hand like the world do. Too much, glory to God, of the things that the enemy has been doing, glory to God, that people have walked in deception. But there's other things around. Some people have walked directly into things that they know better because they were angry or frustrated or, glory to God, just in that place, glory to God, just serving flesh and not even recognizing the trick of the enemy. They want to lure you off the path so that way you can be able to get caught up and bound up and snagged and like you're in sinking sand. But you are saying, glory, call upon the Lord and you will answer. You want a repentance, glory, when we call, when we've been in darkness, when we've been in sin. Repent, hallelujah. You said if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Get in a place of worship. We get so close to you that even when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll raise up a standard. We get in a place in you, glory to God, where the enemy is speaking, his voice will be seen so far off because we'll hear your voice so clearly, and the Spirit of the Lord, glory to God, through the power of the anointing, will raise us up and cause us to rise up like an eagle soaring above our situation, because of that time spent with you, because of that investment, glory to God, of being in that word and being in prayer and being, glory to God, in your presence and walking in obedience because of commitment and dedication to you and obedience to your word, hallelujah. Then the enemy just can't come in. Glory to God, and throw us off kilter, glory to God, and cause us leaning to the left of the Lord. Because in your presence is fullness of joy, but because we're calling upon your name and being in your presence, glory to God, and seeking out your face, you'll give us instructions, you'll give us strength, and that power of the anointing that you've given us through the Holy Spirit, we'll operate, glory to God, and not grieve him, not override him. So I'm believing for unity. I'm believing you, glory to God, as we put all our forces together. The power of the anointing is going to tear down some strongholds. It's going to be a spiritual awakening in the name of Jesus. Thank you, glory to God, hallelujah, for glory to eyes coming open. Thank you for ears coming open. Thank you for those that speak in truth and open up their mouths to say the things that are going to glorify the Lord and glory and minister to the hearer in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the places that we'll go in that you say go in, the things that you don't want us to embrace, we won't touch in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. In the name of Jesus, also, God, we glorify you, we magnify you, because there is none like you, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We thank you, glory to God, hallelujah. Our trust and our faith is in you. I bless you, hallelujah, for the anointing. I bless you, glory to God, for the provision that you give us, for the food, the clothing, the shelter, things, glory to God, sometimes we take for granted. Hallelujah, we're seeing how people have been prosperous, glory to God, even from the less fortunate to the most prosperous, how floods can come in, how, glory to God, devastation, glory to God, from earthquakes, how devastation can come through fires and $1 million homes, and as well as, glory to God, $200,000 home or $80,000 home. All, glory to God, can be swept up and glory to God, lost, and nobody have nothing. So it's a time like never before to force to wake up and recognize, it's the signs of the time in the last days, in the last hours. We cannot afford to not be on our post and doing what God tells us to do. Get planted by the rivers of water, glory to God, like that tree. Get rooted and grounded in the Lord in the name of Jesus. The enemy will use all kind of tactics to try to lure or snag or snare or cause people, glory to God, to not to look to God, even in the midst of the crisis, whether a believer or non-believer. he don't care what he has to do, glory, to keep one from coming into the knowledge, or those that are in the knowledge, glory, to get them discouraged to turn away. But, oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. You are a healer and a deliverer. You know how to bring increase, and you know how to bring a glory, restoration and restore. So, God, we're just standing, hallelujah, in faith and know, glory, that you're moving on their behalf, as well as we believe in you moving on our behalf, as well as glory to God, you're blessing us to get stronger in you and reinforce, glory to God, what you've already given us to say and do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, glory. I thank you for the prayer warriors, those that are standing on the wall like Nehemiah, determined, I'm going to continue to build. I have a weapon in one hand and my tools in the other, glory to God. Ah, fighting the good fight of faith, not loud lending the ear to the foolishness of the devil, hallelujah, to try to pull them off the wall in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're praying, glory, our spirit fortified in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Ah, let the joy of the Lord continue to be the strength, hallelujah, to your people. Ah, that the peace that passes all understanding, you said you'll give us when our hearts and minds are glory to God. We'll turn back around and keep them on you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I bless you. I bless you, glory to God, hallelujah, that you have caused us to run with the horsemen in the name of Jesus, that we'll be strengthened and encouraged and taking courage. Oh, Father, I bless you, glory to God, for the witness, hallelujah, of those that already gone through some things, and that you're allowing us, glory to God, to know, to take on your word and know, glory to God, that those things, the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore will still do great things and great things through us. In the name of Jesus, you desire for us not to be faint-hearted. You said we'll reap if we faint not. God, I'm praying, glory to God, there won't be no faint-hearted people in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, glory to God, that your people be able to receive like what you told Joshua, to be encouraged in the name of Jesus, to be strong in the Lord in Jesus' name. I pray, glory to God, hallelujah, we'll be in a place in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we'll only be strong and very courageous, that we may observe to do according to what the word of God is saying. Even though he told Joshua, glory to God, as the law that he given Moses, but glory to God, that we're going to be able to not to turn to the left or the right. You told us not to lay aside every sin in every way, no easy descendants. So we'll be at that point that we'll be so blessed, and we'll be standing on your word, that glory to God, that you'll bless us, that we'll prosper wherever we go and whatever you've given us to do. Hallelujah. Don't allow the word, glory to God, to depart of our mouth, but it got to be in our heart. It can't be just in our intellect. It got to be in our spirit, man, so that way, glory to God, when the enemy comes with certain things, we can say it is written. We can rebuke him. We can bind him. We'll be able to know and be able to discern what is of God and what is not. God, I'm praying this is a time like never before, that we don't get watered down and get to a place where we get lukewarm in the things of you in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, glory to God, encouragement. I pray courage. I pray, glory to God, forgiveness. I pray for those that have been injured in the body and injured by one another and being, glory to God, in betrayal. And those, glory to God, that saw things that have been hurt by stuff that went on and that some cause somebody fell or somebody, glory to God, didn't do somebody out here, glory to God, trying to live in both worlds as opposed to leading or either somebody we were dear to, glory to God, walking in the gospel. And but God didn't do it. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to God, knew no sin, and he came and suffered and died and went through all of that on our behalf that we can be redeemed back to the Father. So we don't make nobody a god, nobody an idol. We're to walk and not to be stumbling blocks to others, but we can't afford to have our eyes so fixed on people that we miss God, and then when they fall, then we are mad, or when they do this in the second one, we got to be ones that say, I refuse to be a hypocrite. I refuse, glory to God, to let the Lord down. I refuse, glory to God, to take down. I got to stand like never before. This is the last hour, because when he comes, glory to God, I want him to be able to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So, God, I'm just praying for the body. Oh, it's much needed at this hour. It's much needed at this time. Glory to God, hallelujah, to put our trust in the Lord. Hallelujah, so we won't allow the things that we go through, hallelujah, to determine which direction we're going to be. Hallelujah. I want to be in a place, all right, that is pleasing in the sight of God. So at the end of the day, he can say, it's well done. Hallelujah. Not allow the enemy, glory to God, to cause all the things that we done did to glorify and magnify the Lord and allow something else to cause us to lose out on our salvation in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying, glory to God, for those, hallelujah, that are hurting right now, those that are lonely, those that have been abused and ostracized and criticized, those, glory to God, that have gone through so much, and the enemy is trying to trick them to think there's no way out but death. There's no way out but just to go back into the world. There's no way out but glory to God to get evil and get become hard-hearted and become hateful and become glory to God, abuse of themselves. Oh, you lying wonder, we command you to loose your hold off of their minds now. Oh, the ones, glory to God, that the enemy is trying to have them, they've gone through being downtrodden and beaten down. Oh, they don't think, glory to God, there's no way to recover. I got to do my own thing. It's about me now. I got to do me. The devil is a liar. The blood of Jesus. God, I'm praying for healing. I'm praying for an awakening. I'm praying, glory to God, for the word. I'm praying for the believers to be in their place, in their position. So whatever it is, so whether we're discerning this thing in the spirit or whether God bless and we sit down on a bench in the park and talk to somebody, whether we're in a line at the bank or the grocery store, and glory to God, there was a need, or whether we were on the job or whether it was someplace, glory, even in the church house. Ah, glory to God, that these people are hurting and going, that we'll be able to discern. We'll know how to pray. We'll know what to do and how to move by being the lady leading of the Spirit of the Lord. Ah, it's time now, glory to God. We got to get on our post. And it shouldn't be a task. It shouldn't be where we overwhelm. It should be a joy to be used for the Lord. It should be a joy to see people getting saved and delivered and set free. It shouldn't be, glory to God, well, I got to, and whatever, and I'm so tired. Ah, God, I'm praying even for that, for an awakening. Our people are so busy. Busy going to church, passing the church, busy all in the auxiliaries, busy doing this, busy running here, running there, and taking care of this, and I got the home, and I got a meeting, and I got this, and I got to take the children this place, and I got to go here, and I got to whatever, and I got to go to the gym, and I got to go where, and go. It's not enough hours in the day. The devil is a liar. God has order for everything. We just got to be led by his spirit and allow his spirit man to let the spirit man, glory to God, connect with him and allow our ears to be open to hear how we're to allow, glory to God, to direct us and navigate us through life. Sometimes we're taking on situations and taking on glory to God, tasks and so forth to please somebody. And glory to God, because we got a gift or because they need you and getting burnt out to the point where you don't even have the joy of the Lord anymore. You just operate and glory to God through existing. God didn't cause us to exist. He wants us to live and be lively stones. Ah, it's too many things, glory to God, going on that we're taking on things and not hearing what the Spirit of the Lord doing through compassion and glory to our passion. Ah, God, but did God say? When did he say, God, I'm praying that we can be in our position to be on our post? Because the more we be distracted, the more the enemy is having field day. The more and more we are missing the people that we need to talk to, we need to witness to, we need to pray for, we need to stand in the gap for, because we are so tired or worn out, or I got this, I got all our channels, all our, glory to God, all of them are all filled up in the name of Jesus. There's no room just to hear him clearly in the name of Jesus, but every once in a while, not unless he come in a loud voice or a shaking away, just like he had with the prophet. He came in a still small voice. It wasn't in the fire. It wasn't in, glory to God, the thunder. It was in a still small voice. If we sensitive to the spirit and we don't have all our channels all clogged up and blocked with all these things, we can hear more clearly. We'll know how to pray. We can send prayers around the globe. Hallelujah. We can send prayers against those things that are coming up in the wars and things that you have will let us be able to discern that's coming. We can come against the storms. We can come against storms in people's lives besides the physical storms. Some things we can say, peace be still. Think, glory to God, we're murdering, and glory to God, the spirit of suicide, or glory to God, this drug trafficking, this human trafficking. Some things we can intercept, go out in prayer and expose it and cause, glory to God, some things to be spoiled, that the enemy drug, glory to God, coming from here and there across country. Hallelujah. Some things are in people in high places that are profiting from it. And that's why sometimes they keep coming through, glory to God, and can't, glory to God, find a way to block and stop, because we have other people behind the scenes that say, glory to God, they want to stop it. But all the time they're, glory to God, getting their hands greased, and they're getting, glory to God, greedy, and they're getting, glory to God, hallelujah, caught up and keeping it going. Oh, God, if you will pray, if we will seek the face of the Lord, if we will stand in the gap and do what God called us to do, hallelujah, we can put the enemy to flight in the name of Jesus. I pray now tonight, God, and the more in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to bless the heart of your people. Encourage them in the name of Jesus that they have power. They have the authority, the anointing. We're united together. We're not an island. We can't do it by ourselves. We do it united. And we keep the faith and knowing, glory to God, we don't want to be like the 10 virgins. that five of them was wise and five was foolish. The ones that, glory to God, didn't have that extra oil, did not, glory to God, prepare, did not have themselves built up, did not have, glory to God, that relationship, that did not have that fear, glory to God, the reverence of God to know the order that we need to keep things going and the things we need to continue to do. God, we're praying, glory to God. Nevertheless, hallelujah. Oh, God, that we can look around us and see there are people living holy, people living saved, even raising up our youth. So many of them are walking, glory to God, in salvation and standing stronger than some of our adults that have turned back around and got, glory to God, hard-hearted and begin, glory to God, to waver now and begin to compromise. And you're raising up an army, glory to God, of people and our young people, too, that are living the life, preaching and teaching the word. God, we bless you for it. All the enemy wants us to try to look at those that are going wayward and those that are being rebellious and those, glory to God, that out there are being disobedient to parents and authority. In the name of Jesus, we pray for them. Tear down their strongholds and uproot them and command the enemy to loose them in the name of Jesus. Get them to a mind that want to be saved, want to be delivered. But, oh, God, we exalt those, glory to God, that are standing, that are there still preaching, still teaching, being a witness, some, glory to God, in hard places, even when they're at school, oh, even with all the bullying and everything going on. God, I thank you. Strengthen them continuously. Encourage them. Don't allow the enemy to cause them to slip. In the name of Jesus. Some of them standing even stronger, glory to God, in school than some of us as believers on our job, being ashamed of Jesus Christ or start to compromise or get in these conversations that are, glory to God, definitely not pleasing to the Lord. And he and ha-ha, glory to God, over nasty jokes and doing other things that are contrary to the will of the Lord and still supposed to be a witness but was just a part-time lover. And God is not pleasing that because he said he is a God, glory to God, hallelujah, that is a jealous God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I'm praying and exhorting those that are standing. Oh, God, so we do pray for our young people, glory to God, for some things that are caught up in this world and caught up, glory to God, on the various things that have been introduced on the internet, been introduced on the TV, been introduced in their home, been introduced, glory to God, in school, been introduced, glory to God, but just watching other people and even sometimes their own parents. God, certain things that are just detrimental to causing them, glory to God, to not have hope or to lose hope, and some of the abuse and some of the trafficking for drugs and trafficking, glory to God, for you. So many things, God, that so many of us don't even see or don't even know anything about. Who is this Jesus? Oh, what is this, glory to God, about being saved? What is this, glory to God, about being able to have hope or to have, glory to God, a future? Some places, glory to God, in some cities that the crime is so high that even, glory to God, even one young child said, with a young one in elementary, that says, just believing, just to live, just to grow up. Oh, what is that, glory to God, for such a sad thing for a child to say, I just want to live to be able to grow up, hallelujah, because there's so much crime in the area. So many things over there. God, we need to wake up and pray. We need to not just get desensitized and get to a place where we just feel like, glory to God, however, it's over there. Oh, no, it's coming over in the house of God now. It's coming over where some parents are fighting against this force of homosexual in their own house while they're preaching and teaching and trying to live a life and trying to live it before their children and trying to raise them up. And the enemy is coming in their home now, glory to God, and trying to, oh, glory to God, persuade, and some have, they will believe it's just temporal because the yoke's going to be destroyed, causing them to know, not to know, glory to God, with their identity anymore. I want to be a boy. I'm a girl, but now I want to be a boy. I'm a boy, now I want to be a girl. And now, glory to God, some that has left the home and living, glory to God, in sin, of glory to God. Oh, glory to God. The other ones got to show their affection because they're proving something in the street, all in front of your children, all in front of the elders, all in front of anyway. They don't even have no respect. They got to prove something. Oh, if they were, glory to God, so secure, why should it be so important that you got to be doing all this extra in the name of Jesus? Oh, Father, we are praying for deliverance, for the minds that are twisted in the name of Jesus, what the enemy has said. Now, glory, for whatever tactics he's used to lure them over into that place. Oh, God, but do you still stand and say this is an abomination? Oh, you still saying, glory to God, we are to love, but we are not to condone anything, glory to God, that's contrary to the will of the Lord. We're praying for awakening. We're praying for them to know the love of God and to know the spirit of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We're praying for strongholds to come down. Oh, in the name of Jesus, for all kinds of forces are coming up in the house of God because too many doors have been opened. We're praying that those doors get closed Hallelujah, by the power of prayer, for the preachers preaching the truth. The preachers living the truth. The preachers over there are walking in truth. In the name of Jesus, being an example, we're walking in power and not walking, glory to God, grease my hand over here because I'm not going to speak about sin in your camp because I know I want you to keep paying this or buying this or giving me this. Oh, God, I'm praying the love of God will be so strong and so powerful and the desire to fulfill the will that will not compromise. Whether you give me a Lamborghini or, glory to God, a Mercedes, or whether you give me a, glory to God, BMW, I'm going to stand on the word of God. So when I stand in truth, God's going to bless, and even those that want to live holy, live right, if they want to be a blessing, it won't be no strong, it won't be no ulterior motive behind it. So I'm praying, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, that you will just bless, hallelujah, in the heart of your people, that they'll have such a conviction of repentance, and those, glory to God, that are living, that they won't take down. They will still stand. Oh, they will worship you and magnify you. God, we're asking you for help, so we don't never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, that we won't get caught up, glory to God, and glory to God, and exalting ourselves and what I accomplished. And so many have been in places that God has brought them out of darkness, brought them out of some hard places, and now he's blessed and prospered them. And now, glory to God, they're not even concerned about those that are less fortunate, not concerned about those that are struggling and trying to get in a place, not only, glory to God, for houses or glory to God, food and clothing, even sometimes even in ministry, in the name of Jesus, the struggle has gone on. Now you, glory to God, feel like you're rising and can't reach back down to encourage your brother or encourage your sister. Oh, God, and to help and also to sow, glory to God, into their lives as well. In the name of Jesus, it's not about a lot of lip service. It's things over there. We have to show love in love and in deed. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, glory to God, for these prayer warriors. I thank you, glory to God, for Mother, glory to God, Alexander, for Mother Willette, for Mother McCormick, for Pastor Bird, glory to God, for Pastor Apostle Tweedy, for Apostle Birding, glory to God, for Sister Brenda, the minister. Pray, glory to God, for so many other ones, glory to God, that prayed, and those ones that have been, glory to God, faithful, that came on and coming on, and glory to God. I pray that you continue to bless in their lives. I pray for Mother Freeman and touching her body and Mother Smalls. God, you will bless and strengthen those elderly, glory to God, those seniors in the name of Jesus. Walking, glory to God, in truth and magnifying your name, and maybe challenging in their body, but they love you and they still got the light shining at 91 and 86 or 87. Praise the Lord. And others, glory to God, that are in their 70s and 60s or 50s or 40s or whatever. We're just praying. We're praying, glory to God, for our youth. We're praying for our grandchildren and our children and our seed and the great grands, and those who are coming to the knowledge, and those that are in the knowledge, that they'll stand in the faith and they'll not give up. And we're praying for those that have backslidden, or those, glory to God, that don't know you, that's been just, glory to God, just on edge and not, glory to God, coming in. We're praying for protection over their lives, God. Give them opportunity some more, God, that they will come in and they'll hear your word and they'll receive your word and they'll walk, glory to God. Hallelujah, as your disciples. We're praying for those, glory to God, that are in our families and all our neighbors, and God, that need a Savior, need a deliverer. Praying for, glory to God, strongholds that come down. We're praying against the spirit of deception, those that are causing others to stumble and fall. We're praying for an awakening. We're praying for truth and salvation, glory to God. Not confess I'm a Christian. Oh, glory to God, is still doing the things of the world. We pray, glory to God, for so many that are in leadership that need salvation. We're praying for our president. We're praying for an awakening in his mind, as well as wisdom, God, for spiritual wisdom and natural wisdom that's needed for to do these things, glory to God, to run this country. We're praying, glory to God, for all the power struggles and games that be played, glory to God, in the White House, and then, glory to God, those places in the presidency or in the House of Representatives, the things in our government, the things, glory to God, that are going on in the Senate, the things that are happening, glory to God, in the locally, in, glory to God, in our mayors and so forth, and the police and all. God, so many things that the enemy is bringing corruption, but they do have people that are saved. Glory to God, we're praying that they will wake up and they will stand up and those be strengthened. But so much some can do, but some are, glory to God, being closeted. We'll pray, glory to God, that even people come in office that are saved and filled with the Spirit of the Lord, that will do right by the country, will do right by your people, do right by your seniors. in the name of Jesus. And for those, glory to God, that are challenged with different kinds of situations in their lives, glory to God, with handicaps and whatever, we are praying, God, that those things, glory to God, will be rectified, that where the enemy is robbing and stealing and trying to take away benefits and this, that, and the other because of greed and because of glory to God, a shifting of this and a shifting of that, glory to God, it's to appease themselves. God, we are praying for a change, most of all salvation. We are praying, glory to God, for there has to be a transformation. Hallelujah, even with us, as for our prayers and for our awakening, so we won't sleep just like the woman came through it, and just the body of Christ was sleeping, and next thing you know, prayer is out of school. Oh, but prayer can be in our hearts no matter what. Prayer can be in a place, glory to God, and go places that no man can go, and all around, glory to God, the glow. Oh, but other things that we need to be praying and watching, glory to God, so they won't, glory to God, just come into the law, and all of a sudden it can be a bondage. But we're praying for America to return back into the In God We Trust, like they put on the currency of the dollar bill. In God We Trust, in the foundation. Too many doors been opened with so many things, glory to God, for evil works of the enemy, so many different kinds of gods and idols and all kinds of setting up camp in the name of Jesus. But we are praying, glory to God, that America recognize they need God like never before. Not a percentage of us, but the nation itself. God, we are praying for our soldiers that are covering our borders and cross the way across around the world that is trying to help other countries, this, that, and that. God, but help us, glory to God, then don't leave no many, too many doors open on our side. Because of doors, glory to God, that have been opened, the enemy has been creeping in different areas, just like in the body of Christ. Well, we are praying a spirit of repentance. I pray a spirit, glory to God, of conviction. Oh, a change of heart, a change of mind. Oh, Lord, I'm believing you. There is going to be a change. I bless you tonight. I give you glory. Even though, glory to God, the enemy has been fighting on this little machine, we're thanking you for the power of prayer and those that are in the background praying. We believe in, glory to God, that we're not going to continue as we already have prayed. So no matter what, we're not going to have the same issues, glory to God, with the setups of what the enemy is trying to do or have done. We're standing on your word in the name of Jesus. That everything that we need to have prayer, now for besides our voices and our health and our life, we're going to have, glory to God, the phone lines not going to be interrupted. The computer is not going to be interrupted. Glory to God, the things that you've given us to do, things on the outside not going to come in and interfere in these homes and in their lives. And glory to God, and setbacks and heartaches and sickness and disease, we bind it up, take authority, command it to go in the name of Jesus. You'll loose from your assignment, say, in Jesus' name, we're embarking upon a new year of great things and mighty things that God is going to do in our lives on this new horizon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're believing, glory to God, for a mighty, mighty move of God in every way, in a miraculous, phenomenal way, as God blesses. We've even in our finances, in our homes, in the name of Jesus, even in ministry, we're believing you, glory to God. We're standing on the word for you to move in such a miraculous way, even with one another, being bound and bind together, hallelujah, in holiness and righteousness, to be able to iron sharpening iron, to build each other up and tear down those strongholds and speaking truth and not compromising and not rubbing each other, glory to God, and condoning things and all cause hurt feelings and all the blood of Jesus. When Jesus came through with truth, glory to God, he wasn't concerned about how people felt. Hallelujah. Even with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, much as he loved them and loved him, when the word came out about his sickness, he had a plan listening for his father and what, glory to God, a move of God to bring an awareness and awakening and prove the deity of God, hallelujah. He didn't come then, didn't compassion, didn't manipulate him or move him, hallelujah. He had an appointed time to be there. And what a mighty God we serve. Miraculous, phenomenal. Oh, eyes coming open to be able to see the power and the anointing of the trust in Jesus Christ. Thank God for the resurrection. Thank God for resurrecting some things in our lives right here on this earth. And thank God for restoring. Thank God for the power of love. Thank God for peace. Oh, if it wasn't for Jesus, even some miraculous things that happened in our lives when it looked like we could be done hurt so bad that we cried and couldn't cry no more. But, God, when it came in to heal and deliver, we look back and it seems like we couldn't at that hour, we couldn't even see our way for any type of future. But look at God, where he done brought us from. How can we not appreciate? How do we get so caught up and forget, hallelujah, what he's done? How can I forget what he's done for me? How can I forget how he bought me out? How can I forget how he, glory to God, set me free? Oh, glory to God. Help us, glory to God. Hallelujah, every once in a while to look back in the archives to see where he done brought us from, to put the enemy to flight, to know the same God that did it yesterday. Ah, hallelujah, he'll do it again. The same God, hallelujah, that promised, hallelujah, he will bring it to pass. Hey, shororobosa, hallelujah. God, I help you, ask you to help us pray one for another. Help us not to lose doubt. Help us to keep the faith even for others, but as well as ourselves. Oh, you said we are, glory to God, going to reap if we faint not. And not be, glory to God, weary and well-doing. Hallelujah. Oh, keep, glory to God, our eyes fixed on you. Hallelujah. Don't let our circumstances and our situations, hallelujah, bring pain and panic. Twins, glory to God, and other situations cause us, glory to God, to get depleted of what the strength. But help us to keep a relationship, calling on you, talking to you every day, staying in your word and not just getting it in our ears, but God, and in our minds, but get it in our spirit, man. Oh, help us to keep speaking to this mouth until it be displaced. Help us to remember, hallelujah, that the promises of the Lord add enrich and make it no sorrow. God, I bless you and I honor you in the name of Jesus. And we do thank you for tonight. We pray, glory to God, that, and give you glory. As we, glory to God, pray also tonight as a request that Elder Kincaid had asked for her brother, the one we've been praying for, that's getting ready to get his bone marrow transplant, glory to God, that the Lord bless, and everything has been going pretty well, but she just said they had a call too that his heart, something concerning his heart, and they have to get some medication to build it up, so they got to go back up to Duke, and so in the meantime, just pray for that, they got to go tomorrow, and then they'll go back, I think she said sometime next week, but they'll get to that point now where in the middle of the month, they will be going for him to start the process, but everything else has been looking good, so I was just asking for prayers for that and any other thing that could be it possibly be a hindrance. They say because of the chemo, that might be a little bit why his heart is not up to the, I can't remember whether it's the rate or whether it's something where they're trying to get it to be at the level it needs to be so they can go ahead and continue the process. But we give God glory through all the prayers that God has blessed through everything that he's been through, that God bless him now. He's at that point now that he can be able to start getting the transplant done. And I think when they do it in the middle of the month, they'll be up there for about 3 weeks and come back down and probably have to go weekly. So Kincaid's brother, Mr. Kincaid, so, well, his not name Kincaid. Is he back to Kincaid? Oh, I can't remember what his first name is right now. But anyway, we're praying continuously for our Mother Smalls and Mother Freeman. Continue to touch their bodies, anyone else, and thanking the Lord for the Lord blessing and touching Pastor Burr's body. And she's coming through this, whatever this little virus that came through against her body. But we believe in God for he continue to bless and move miraculously. Thank God for the anointing that's in her life and what he's doing. And still believe in God anytime now, his appointed time, or no matter what hindrance, we're praying them down that house will get sold. But she's fired up and encouraged in the Lord. We pray for Pastor Burton, God, to continue to touch her body and for her shoulder that the enemy has been fighting her with, sometimes once in a while with her knees, but with her shoulder. But thank God for the fire of the anointing that she's continued to go forth. We pray for our ministers and our brothers and sisters in Christ, praying, glory to God, for the body tonight, praying for our leaders, not only glory to God, those that's in the White House and those, glory to God, that are in authority, glory to God, for our country, but also so much so for the body of Christ as well. The power that God has given us, that we operate in it through being in a place to hear him and obey him so God, he can manifest himself. Praying for those, glory to God, the need of a Savior. Praying for our children and our own grandchildren too as well, with the tricks of the enemy trying to snare them and try to take them off track for the teaching that we have through whatever he's trying to do. That's like the prayer that Mother Willette has been saying and we've been praying about too as well for these instruments that the enemy has been using, and even through their phones and the distraction, even on the world is talking about it, trying to get Apple to change some things because the addiction that they were talking about, even on the phone, on the TV today, on the news, how much more as we, when God put it in our spirits and how it's manifesting, the more how they want to be in a change because it's doing too much distraction because too much time has been given into the addiction on the phone, the phone, the phone. They can't even function to do other things, as she has said, and we've been praying about. So we're asking the Lord to help us, because even in our own homes, sometimes we're not monitoring enough to see that it is being taken up a little bit more time than it needs to be, in the name of Jesus. And we also know there's computers at work, at school, that they have access to if they don't have it on their phone, if they don't have an iPad, if they don't have, glory to God, internet for to get on the laptop or whatever. So many other areas. And then they got friends and whatever. So we still got to pray. So everything is not going to be revealed right in our eyesight. Things, glory to God, we're going to have to get that revealing from the Lord in the spiritual realm, so we'll know how to operate with ourselves, the things that come against us, as well as our families and our children as well. So help us not to be so busy and to pass the church, going to church, that we're missing even the church in our own homes. God, we ask you right now, glory, to help the parents. So many of them, glory to God, are trying to make ends meet, and because of the challenging time of the finances and this, that, and the other, they're not, glory to God, being able to have enough time and being tired and weary, and they may be taking them to the game. They may be investing this time and that one. They may be taking them, glory to God, to dance, maybe doing this. But there's some that can't do that. And other ones, and when they're doing that, somebody else is still in control. They're really not the ones, glory to God, that's really pouring into them. Sometimes other ones are latchkey, and because the parents are trying to, so many avenues that the enemy has been creeping in and plotting and planning and snaring and manipulating and dropping seeds, glory to God, and things go right, cause them to be off track. And all the bullying and the pressure, we need to keep those communication lines. So we need to stop and step back a minute here and there to make sure that we are taking time with our loved ones, with our children, with the husbands and the wives. Sometimes they're on different schedules. One is working at night, one working in the day. The other ones go out trying to get a better job to get on the same level. This right here, they're having forces coming against them on their jobs, or this one, and they have to switch back up and this, that, and the other. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, to intervene. Praying, glory to God, for those that are looking for husbands and looking for wives, and then the ones that are looking for their husband, and God has not sent them there, whether it's in the world or in the ones that we are supposed to be seeking the Lord for, and the other ones that are in the world and they're still seeking to get their own. And so many of them, world and in the body of Christ, are just allowing people to come into their lives and manipulate them and control them, because just to have a body of breath and breeches in the house and all kind of satanic forces being loose and operating because they're out working and trying to make ends meet and whatever, and he's laying up and he's partying and he's having, going, oh, I'm babysitting, or he's out there, glory to God, doing his little thing and come back home just in time after he done had his little fun with whoever else. Oh, because the house is out of order in the name of Jesus. Some just sharing. Peace of man is better than, no, breath and britches is what you're calling it, better than not having one at all. The devil is a liar. Oh, Father, I'm praying awakening. So many tricks, so many things that the enemy is saying. Let's go ahead and just hang out, see how we can like each other, see how much we can work together, see what we can do, just lay up together. Let's go over to God, just get a place together, and then we'll see whether we want to get married. Then we'll contest the ground. Buy the cow. No, you're not going to buy the cow. We're going to turn back around and buy no milk, because I got the cow. Where the milk going to come free? So what in the world? Oh, Father, we're praying that, glory to God, eyes will come open and their spirit, glory to God, to come in. And sometimes the children are being molested because of this and that one. And sometimes it's so horrible that both parents are coming against their children. Oh, if they're not abusing them or beating them or killing them, they're in there, glory to God, both of them, trying to have relations with the children. The blood of all the time we're in the name of Jesus, and the spirits that are even doing it to the babies. And we ain't talking about like a baby that's even 5 or even 10 years old. We're talking about they're actually even messing with the ones that are in the crib. Oh, God, help, 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 help. All the satanic forces that are going on now. Oh, Lord, I'm praying right now, and even the spirit, glory to God, that is of kidnapping, the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus awakening. We pray, glory to God, for so many doors that's been opened and need to be closed. We're praying right now that you will heal and deliver, expose, glory to God, pull the covers off of some of these things that are happening. Help us to be in place so we can be able to speak and decree and declare some things, that you can reveal some things, that you will tell us some things, glory to God. Even some things can be spoiled because of our prayers. Oh, the effective fervent prayers of the righteous. I bless you tonight. And I thank you for deliverance. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping us I thank you, Lord God, for covering us under the blood when we out here praying and interceding and being on the wall and covered against the forces of evil in the name of Jesus, that you protect us, that you shield. Keep our minds fixed on you, that we will not be fearful or fretful, but God, give us wisdom so that we will know how to go out and know how to come in, what to embrace, what not to embrace, and we can walk forward to God in assurance that the Holy Spirit will do the leading in God, and we'll be confident and comfort, glory to God, in him in the name of Jesus. Secure in you and in your word and in the power that you've given us and through the power of the Holy Spirit as well. We love you. We're praying for a hunger and a thirst for your word like never before, to read and to study and to write and divide the word. Strategies, glory to God, you'll give us how to use these gifts, Lord, we can be sharp in the spirit, alert in the spirit. Ah, glory to God, the ears will be open, eyes will be open, all power of the anointed to walk in and secure in your truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, that we'll love on one another. We won't be perpetrating the fraud, pretending and putting on faces and masquerading in the name of Jesus. We'll be truthful about what is going on and what is happening. We'll be able to go to our brother when there's an alt in the name of Jesus and do it in the manner that God will have, not to appease our flesh. And whether they receive or don't receive, we've done our part so we can be free, regardless of what they do is left over in their hands with them and God's. Well, we're free. God, I bless you that we'll not be carrying this stuff back and forth, glory to God, weighing it down for this and that, who did this and who didn't do this, who should have been, who could have been. Oh, God, but we told to put our confidence in you in the name of Jesus and let go even the pain, the hurt, the disappointment, the same as you did. We have that power to give us that strength in the Holy Spirit to do so. Lord, we ask you right now, we got to do better. Some things we're talking over and praying over and things we're still carrying right on over to 18. Lord, help us examine ourselves daily, as it said in Corinth, to make sure that we are walking in the faith. In the name of Jesus, we need you. We come against these untimely deaths, these death dealers, these stalkers that come to try to rob us of our life and our health, that God, what you've called for us to do. In the name of Jesus, we bless you today. Cover us up with your blood while we sit in our homes, while we out in the marketplace, while we on the plane, train, bus, in our cars, or wherever, angels be in camp, or we have duty at work, or whether we just go out on the street, or wherever we may be, as well as our children, our seed, and so forth and so on. We're praying, glory to God. Give us all a mind like never before as believers, so more conviction in the heart when error is taking place, or where we are leaning to the left or the right, or we're not walking straight and narrow. And God, as you do this, help us, glory to God, not to grieve the Holy Spirit, override him, that we will say yes to your will. Yes, Lord, you know, no matter how much it hurt, because flesh, don't hurt flesh, glory, I need to die. It want to stay alive, but glory, it has to die so the Spirit of the Lord in us can come alive and we can connect with the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Ah, you said, if we draw nigh to you, you'll draw nigh to us in the name of Jesus. Oh, we so carefully give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Sign up every satanic in the month for us that will come against this prayer in the name of Jesus. And before closing, the prayer is, Father, I thank you that it is your will that I walk in completeness, soundness, and perfect wholeness in the spirit, soul, and body. Jesus Christ, your Son, and now my Lord and Savior, paid the price in full at Calvary Cross for my health and well-being. I refuse to be robbed of the provision any longer in Jesus' name. The alien forces of wrong thoughts, oppression, depression, torment, fear, affliction, infirmity, sickness, and disease cannot reside in me because you live in me now. Lord Jesus, through the person of the Holy Spirit, with the authority you have invested in me, I command every alien force to be replaced by your resurrection power. Today I receive an exchange of your strength for my weakness, your joy for my sadness, your pleasure and delight for my sorrow and heaviness, your hope for my despair, your peace for my torment, your prosperity of spirit, body, and mind, finances, and relationships for any lack I have experienced, your ability for my inability, your acceptance for my rejection, your obedience for my rebellion, your encouragement for my discouragement, your soundness for my brokenness, your comfort for my pain, and your courage, Lord, for my fear and timidity. I command my muscles, tissue, cells, and blood to come in line now with your resurrection life, Lord Jesus. Thank you for fully aligning my spirit, body, and mind, and every other area of my life with your perfect soundness provided for me through your shed blood,
Lord Jesus, through daily doses of your word and meditations upon your promises. Lord, I will walk in divine health in Jesus' name. Amen. And we pray also that came to mind for Sister T that's up in New Jersey. As the Lord bless, I pray that she continue to stay boldly as she rededicated her life to the Lord. I pray strength to her and that her mindset will be to continue to do the will of the Lord. Thank you for opening the door for her back with the apartment and back in a new job. And God bless and pray for her family, for glory to God, for the holders there and for healing in that family. We pray for those that have grieved and gone through. We pray for Pastor Graham and Pastor Gilbert. We pray glory to God for them and their family, glory to God. Members have gone on to glory. We're praying for others that glory to God and maybe in grief time and gone through some things now through the ending of the last year. But God, we just thank you for you bringing comfort and thank you that for their salvation. We're praying, God, that you just bless in every area, glory to God, of those that might be at this time even in need of a job, need of a promotion or for finances, and those that need more to keep the family going in the name of Jesus. We're praying for provisions to be made in the lives of the believers as well as others that are standing over to God and asking for prayer in those areas. So we just bless you for them tonight. And, God, we just pray, glory to God, that you continue to give us that strength and the mindset to continue to hold up the bloodstained banner, continue to hold fast to faith, and to continue in the name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Betty. Pray, glory to God, for the other young lady, Tia, I'll just put it that way. The Lord bless for her womb and for her and her husband. Believe in God for a baby. She just came through having some fibroids taken out. And God, we believe in this miracle is being getting ready to be manifest anytime. Pray that he continue to encourage and keep the faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just love you today. We just thank you for all your great and mighty acts. What a wonderful God that we serve. There's none like him. We thank you for his joy, his peace. Oh, God, teaching us and showing us and revealing unto us the error of our ways, but also forgiving us and giving us opportunity to get things in order and to be used for your Lord. Thank you for restoring those things and those people that need to be restored. Thank you for reconciliation for those things that the enemy, glory to God, was seeming to be dead in our lives, whether it's in ministry, whether it's in things in families, whether it's in a marriage, or whether it's been, glory to God, in other areas. God, thank you for your resurrection power. Thank you for faith, God. Thank you, for glory to God, for the peace of God that is so phenomenal. In the name of Jesus, in the midst of all crisis, I bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the provision that is needed for those that have gone through in those fires and those tornadoes or earthquakes and those different types of storms and whatever. Restore and thank you for blessing them. Whatever monies that have been tied up, they're going to be released and they're going to be distributed to the right people that need it. And the ones over to God that already have, they're not going to have the overflow. It's going to be distributed properly. God, I'm praying for exposure even more. But when crises do come up and monies go in, all of a sudden they just get lost in people's pockets or get lost someplace down the road or building roads and everything else. And people's lives, glory to God, that really need these finances just to build them, build their lives back up or to have a place to stay or be able, glory to God, to take care of their families. God, so we are praying for we're praying even for ourselves, things that have been held up, financial, spiritual, and natural. Those things got to be loose in the name of Jesus, like you told Daniel. Oh, you heard him the first time when he prayed for those 21 days. You heard him the first day when it was held up that long. You sent glory to God, the angel glory to God, to release it in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're thanking you right now. Go out the things that are being held up. But nevertheless, the enemy got to loose it, and we're thanking you. Overflow is with it in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you. Give us wisdom when you even bring the finances in. Glory out of the overflow, that we'll be good stewards and we have wisdom for the Spirit of the Lord, how to distribute and what to hold on to so we can be able to keep it flowing and keep being listening to the voice of the Lord, how to go in and how to come out and what to do with it. In the name of Jesus, for those that are in ministry, that God, they're believing God for a change in ministry, for yokes to be destroyed, the people's ears to be open, that they hear the word and they'll stand on the word and they'll help build the house of God. It says, the Lord bless the leaders doing what God requires them and being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, that as they build the people, glory to God, the people build the house and the influx of glory, that people coming in to hear and want to hear. Give people a mind to want to hear the truth and walk in truth in the name of Jesus. Build the ministries in the finances that are held up, that they need finances. Those, Lord, that God need a building. Those, Lord, that God that need people to help build the house. Those that need to be restored or things to be resurrected because of some damage that's been done, Lord, that God, in the name of Jesus. You will know how to do damage control. You know how to come in and heal. You know how to come in and deliver. You know how to even deal with minds for them to have a different mindset in the name of Jesus to do what's right and do what's required of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So we just believe you, Lord. We believe in going out these prayers that we are praying. You're going to manifest yourself in such a great and powerful way. We're thanking you for sweet sleep rising up, glorifying you, bind up pain and agitation and aggravation and interference in our dreams and sleep. We bind up falsehood of the enemy to try to come in and interfere with the ones that you call the dream and the ones that you call to interpret dreams. In the name of Jesus, build them, glory to God. Keep them. Even sometimes when you reveal things to us, we come up against a tormenting spirit that will try to steal our sleep or bring insomnia or insert things that are not truth. The blood of Jesus, that we will be able to discern properly in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we come against the ones that are allowing themselves to be in denial and justify why they do this and why this happened and why that happened. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, we're supposed to have the mind of Christ. We're supposed to Jesus did us like we do in people. And we're supposed to walk in his will and walk in with his spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, so many of us have been lost out everything or wouldn't have. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, help us to do and be in the spirit and do what God's required of us and let go and let God. Lord, I bless you tonight. And I give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. As we lay hands, glory to God, on this computer, these phones and whatever like this, we cancel every assignment of every interference, any other attack. In the name of Jesus, that these things will be properly done and go out without any problems, that they work all other times and whatever. When time for prayer, we bind up the spirit that will come, glory to God, to intercept in Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you for all that you've done and doing and still doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God. I love you. We celebrate you. We honor you. We bless you and we thank you. You are so wonderful. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. He is so wonderful. Oh, I love you. I glorify you and magnify you. Hallelujah. My God reigns. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. You're so wonderful. You're so wonderful. You're so wonderful. Hallelujah for that amazing grace. Hallelujah. Amazing grace. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift up your holy name. We lift you up and we glorify you. We thank you, Lord God, for your visitation. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, Lord God, for a heart to want to serve you. We thank you, Lord God, for a mind to want to do so as well. Thank you, Lord, for giving us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say on a daily basis. Help us as we hear. Help us again in the spirit of obedience, stronger than we ever been before. Keeping our eyes fixed on you and not be moved by what we see or by what we hear or what we feel in the name of Jesus. Oh, we're not to operate, Lord God, in the five senses. We got to be able to operate, Lord God, in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name, God. Help us, Lord God, the more to show appreciation to you. Even in the valley, help us to know that you're there as well as on the mountaintop, as you never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, we bless you. I pray for glory to God. And before we get ready to close, Brother Alexander, too, that you bless and move miraculous on glory to God, the repairs for her vehicle. And God, you blessed her and gave her that vehicle. That the enemy is a lie, will not hinder. And thank God she's determined no matter what. She will find a place in the church or whatever assignment she has to be in with God. Don't let her be inconvenienced by the enemy robbing her and having to have these setbacks. So I'm praying when this repairs take place and whatever's to be revealed to whoever repair, that those things over to God. Hallelujah, be taken care of, and only thing she'll have is her regular just maintenance that will need for oil change or whatever else that need to be done or however. But God, we just bless you. Those that need a vehicle, as myself and others, we're just praying, God, that the provisions get ready to manifest, God, that you're going to bless. And those that haven't any other type of issues that go over to God that need to be eradicated, want to keep from robbing us of the finances of things, when you do bring money in, it goes out in a different direction. We cancel those assignments. We're just thanking you, Lord God, for a change in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we glorify you and magnify you. We love you, and we thank you for all that you do at all times.
in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Shalom, shalom. We give God glory and praise and honor. He is worthy to be praised. As we continue to pray and fast and seek out the God's face, we're praying that as we submit ourselves and commit ourselves in obedience to Him, we're going to see the manifestation even more on a daily basis. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Good night, and God bless, and shalom, shalom, shalom.